Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we welcome all of you at Radha Gopinath Temple for this wonderful festival for young girls, Chetana Festival of Awakening. And you know what is today's topic? Never ever give up. I was going through history, and first time, if you Google it, these words were spoken by Winston Churchill, who was the Prime Minister of England. And when did he speak these words? If you see in the history of Winston Churchill, at very young age, he was not very intelligent, and at that time he could not even do very well in his studies. Anybody wants to hear the lecture in Hindi? Kisi ko Hindi mein sunna hai? You want in Hindi? Behind there will be translation. Jinko bhi Hindi mein sunna hai, peeche translation ho raha hai. Prabhupada ji ke baju mein. Aap wahan par baith sakte hai. Thank you. So when Winston Churchill was very young, he was a failure at the school. In 8th standard, he failed 3 times. His father thought that he will never be able to do anything. Sometimes he would call even him a dog. When he went for entrance exam for Oxford University, he couldn't even pass the entrance exams. But he kept on trying, kept on struggling, and ultimately he became the Prime Minister of England. And at that time, Oxford University invited him to give him an honorary degree. So when Oxford University invited him, he was in his coat and with a hat. And when he entered, everybody was in standing ovation. And then they asked him, can you give one message? And what was his message? Never give up. Never, never give up. Never, never, never give up. So we see there are so many examples. If we read in the history or in the science book, do you remember in your studies there was one very great female scientist, Madame Curie? Yes? Right? Madame Curie wanted to study, but at that time, where the area where she was staying, women were not allowed to be educated. She was not allowed to take any schooling or even in college. But somehow or other, she persisted, and then she struggled. It was not easy. And ultimately, she's the only scientist in the history of the world who has got 2 Nobel Prizes, one in physics and one in chemistry. She was the one who invented radium. And radium is basically nowadays used for chemotherapy of cancer. In fact, even her daughter, she also got the Nobel Prize. Have you heard about Thomas Alva Edison? Yes? Thomas Alva Edison, he has made minimum 1,000 lot of things he has invented. Minimum 1,000, they say. But when he invented for his first bulb, you know how many times he failed? 10 times? 100 times? 1,000 times. But what was he saying? Every time he failed, he was saying that this is one more way, it will not work. So I'm successful. And he said, 1% is my inspiration, 99% is perspiration. He's saying people who are the failures, who do not realize that success is very, very close and they give up. If you see in Hollywood industry, you know very famous Hollywood actress, which is one of the most famous actress? Huh? Which one? Marilyn Monroe, you have heard? Yeah, when she came first time to become an actress, the production house said that you are the most unattractive female on the world. And we see what happened later on. I had heard even when Amitabh Bachchan ji went to a radio station to sing, they said your voice is very bad. And today it is the most wanted, most famous voice. There was a woman who was divorced, she had a 4-year-old daughter. and she was struggling to somehow or other earn some living for her daughter. She accepted a job as a waitress, and somehow or other she was raising her child. As she was doing that, she started thinking, I should write some novel. It took 5 years to write a novel. After that, she wanted to publish it and print it. She went to different publishing houses. One house rejected, second house rejected, 8th, 10th, 12th house when she went, he said, rubbish. But his daughter told, Father, I think I like the story, why don't you print it? And you know which is that story books? Harry Potter. And who was she? J. Rowling. So there are so many stories. You have heard about Henry Ford, Ford Motors. He also went so many times bankrupt before he became very, very successful. If you see in all these stories, whether it is Einstein, Edison, Marie Curie, or Winston Churchill, or Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, right from 1832 to 1858, he had a struggling life. He was defeated so many times, he lost so many elections, his near and dear ones died. But somehow or other he kept on practicing. Somehow or other he would practice in the empty school halls, imagining that the students are sitting there, and he would practice his speeches. In 1860, he was selected as the president of US. And one of his very famous statements is, what do you mean by luck? Luck means preparation meeting opportunity. He said, whenever, before you get something, you find a goal, before you fix the goal, you have to work hard, prepare yourself, and practice, practice, and practice. So when we see so many branches of all these faculties, whether it is chemistry, science, film industry, writers, all the famous personalities, one thing is common in them. What is the common? They never give up. It was not that things were very, very easy in their life. They got a golden plate and a golden spoon and success were very easy. No. They had lot of difficulties, lot of obstacles, many failures. But there are many people also who were telling them that you will never be successful. You are good for nothing. I'm sure they must have also thought within their mind, what will happen? Will I be successful? Many times, friends, we are constantly having a self-talk within. And most of the time that self-talk is negative. We do not think that what potential we have or what can we achieve. We underestimate the potential we have. There are enough people telling us negative things, but we must understand that we should learn to have a habit of having a positive self-talk, positive self-affirmations. Because when we become positive, our thoughts become positive, thoughts change into actions, actions change into habit, habit changes into behavior. So it all begins with your thought process. When I say positive self-talk, if I ask you a simple question, who is your real self? Who are you? What will be your answer? I am 16 years, 18 years, or I am Hindu, I am Punjabi, I am Gujarati, or I am Reena, Meena, Tina. Who is the real self? Have you ever thought? Being a doctor, many times I see in the hospital, people dying in the hospital. The doctors, relatives, everybody is trying their best so that that patient survives. But in front of our eyes, I have my first patient when I was taking his pulse. His hands became cold and pulse became zero. So I realized that the person is from, was a living person and now he is a dead person. But the body is the same. Person is lying right in front of me. Then who has gone? Who has gone? Are you sure? Yes? The soul has gone. What do we say? I hand or my hand? My hand. I head or my head? My head. So whose hand or whose head is this? This body belongs to somebody. And who is that real self? The soul or the consciousness pervading in this body. So when we are talking about positive self-talk, we are talking about positive spiritual talk. Who is soul? The soul is infinite part and parcel of Supreme God. And God is a supreme controller, maintainer, destroyer, generator. So if we are infinite part and parcel of that supreme controller, even we have that potential, but in a limited amount. But still, most of the time, science has proved, the research has proved that we are using only 10% of our actual potential. If your brain has thousands of cells, you are using only few hundred cells. You are not using your full potential. So you must understand that by giving regular self-positive talk, you can actually build up more courage, become more bold and more fearless. Because most of us are afraid of what? Failure. Our famous ex-president, Abdul Kalam ji, what does he say about fail? First attempt in learning. And no means next opportunity. And end means efforts never dies. So it is not that whether you are successful, not successful in material sense. It is how much you are trying, how much you are persistently working very, very hard. You never fail unless and you don't really fail actually unless and until you give up trying. It may happen that we make some mistakes in our lives. Everybody makes mistakes. There is no need to become depressed by making that mistake. What is important is learn from the mistakes and do not repeat the mistakes. A real achiever or real leader, he learns from the mistake and never ever repeats. I was going through some Vedic stories and I realized that most of the success stories, it based on their focus on a particular goal. And I came across the famous story of Vishwamitra Muni, who wanted to become Brahmarshi. He wanted to become a very great Rishi. So he was doing lot of austerities, lot of tapasya. He was standing inside ice water. He had kept burning fire all around him and he was doing austerities. Lot of austerities he was doing. But somehow or other, when Indra sent Menaka, he got disturbed. And he left his austerity. But then as soon as he realized I made a mistake, immediately he started his austerities again. And next time when Indra sent another Apsara, what did he do? He did not get deviated. So he learned from his mistake. He never gave up. And ultimately he got the position of Brahmarshi. You know how diamonds are made? Have you heard about diamonds? You all like diamonds? Yes? You know, how are diamonds made? They are made under high pressure. High pressure for many, many years. Then the coal gets converted into, it is also a carbon compound, it gets converted into diamond. I was reading a very famous story by one very famous ISKCON speaker, Sachinandan Swami. He was telling this story about a young man who was very, very interested in different types of pottery and antique pieces. So once he was in Europe and he picked up a beautiful Turkey teacup and he purchased it, and to his great surprise, the teacup started speaking to him. And man was really surprised, my God, the teacup is speaking to teacup. What was teacup speaking? That my master, I want to tell you my story. What is my story? You really liked me, you really loved me, and you have purchased me. But I want to tell you how I became so beautiful. He said, I was a lump of a red clay, and I have seen many wars, and I have seen a lot of tribulations on this planet Earth. One day my master came, he picked me up, and he was pushing me, punching me, pounding me with his fingers. And I was telling him, leave me alone. You know, why are you troubling me? But he kept on doing it. He didn't pay attention. After that, he put me on a spinning wheel. And I was rotating round and round. Till the time I lost all direction. And I was so confused. And before even I realized, I was put into a hot oven with very, very high temperature. And I thought I will die. I could only see from a tiny hole what is happening outside. And I was dying in that heat. Before I could die, he opened the door and he removed me. And he put me to cool down on a table. And I was thinking, now I am happy. But suddenly, he started putting a lot of dust on me. And a lot of fumes on me. And I was thinking, I will get suffocated, you know. And again, he put me into an oven with very, very high temperature. And I was feeling, this time I am not going to survive. But I still survived. He opened the door, and when I came out, he started speaking to me. Saying, all these times I was crying, leave me alone, you know, I don't want to continue. Please, put me back where I was. But he kept on doing a lot of processing on me. And when I was crying, he was holding one small mirror in front of me. He said, this is, do you want to have a look at you now? And he said, when I was looking at myself, I couldn't believe. I was a beautiful piece of a beautiful crockery. And now I realize that when I allowed myself to be used in the hands of my master, he made me the most beautiful instrument to be utilized in the service of God. And from that day onwards, that man who had purchased him, he used it to offer some liquid to God. So we can see that whenever obstacles come, failures come, difficulties come, there is a purpose behind that. Because every time you learn something from that and you grow. I was reading a very, very famous story of a personality called Nick Jewick. Have you heard about this person, Nick? Nick was born without hands and feet. He has no hand and feet. He has very small palms and very small feet. You can Google it and you can see a lot of videos on it. And Nick, right from birth, his parents gave him a lot of love and encouragement. And they thought he may not survive, but we want to give him encouragement as long as he is surviving. So Nick tells very beautifully that whenever there are challenging obstacles in our life, we should turn these obstacles into the greatest opportunities. We have a choice. If you are put in a difficult situation, if there is an obstacle, you can become angry or depressed, complain to God for what you don't have, or you be grateful for what you have. And it is in the choice you make that has the power of what progress you will make in your life. If you become depressed, if you keep on thinking what you don't have, you will lose hope and your mind will keep on telling you, just give up, just give up, just give up. But if you decide that no, I should be grateful to God for whatever opportunities He has given, even though this obstacle, even though there is a difficulty, God exists and He can change this obstacle into a miracle. And He said that sometimes it happens that you keep on trying, you do not give up, and God can bring out a greatest miracle through you. For example, we saw in the case of Draupadi. When Draupadi was humiliated, disrobed, in front of so many family members, by their own family members, she was struggling very hard. It was a very, very difficult situation. But Krishna did the greatest miracle for her. He provided her unlimited sari and she never gave up. She continued. But maybe everybody is not so fortunate as Draupadi. Sometimes there may not be so many miracles happening. We expecting a miracle and miracle doesn't happen. But Nick says very nicely that even if the miracle doesn't happen, if God doesn't do a miracle for you, if you continue to struggle, if you continue with great sincerity, you struggle hard to please God, to serve God, then He will make you a miracle. You will become a miracle to inspire so many others. And now at this point of time, I think our drama team is finally ready with the drama. So we can see the drama quickly. Little shift. These girls have really worked very hard. It is the brainchild of Braj Swamini Mataji. And it is a unique drama. It's a combination of many ideas, many thoughts.
Switch on the lights, please. Switch on the lights, please.
Here we are, O Arjuna, amidst the battlefield. Just behold your grandfather Bhishma, your teacher Drona, and all your Kaurava brothers ready to fight against you. Madhav, seeing my elders, my cousins, my teacher in front of me fighting against me, my hands, my body is trembling. My Gandiva is slipping out of my arms. I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Madhav, please help me. I give up here. I surrender unto your lotus feet. Please help me and remove my confusion. Please help me, Madhav.
Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichhami tvam dharma samudha cheta.
How have these impurities come upon you, O Arjuna? It is not befitting you. This will lead to an infamy. That is why, get up, O Arjuna, and fight just like that sparrow. Oh, I'm so happy and excited, just waiting for my eggs to hatch.
Shh. I take away these eggs. I am the ocean god.
Oh no, where are my eggs gone? I'm not able to find them anywhere. I think this ocean has taken away my eggs. Oh dear ocean, please return my eggs. I'm just a little bird. You cannot do this to me.
Ha 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 ha. Do you think I'll return you your eggs? Once the ocean takes something, it doesn't return anything back.
Oh dear ocean, listen to me. If you do not give my eggs back, I am going to dry you up at this very moment.
Ha 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 ha. Are you joking? You little birdie, you're going to dry me up.
Yes. I will take drop by drop of your water and see to it that you are completely dried up.
Drop by drop? Impossible. Just try your best. Ha 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 ha. This little bird is going to dry me up with drops of water just picking up from my ocean. You'll die, birdie, you'll die. You'll never make it. Just give it up. Just give it up. You'll never make it.
Listen to me, ocean. I am never going to give up. I'm going to continue till all the water in your ocean is dried up and I receive my eggs back.
This is your foolish endeavor. In this way, the sparrow was going on trying its best. And this news spread all over the world. And at last, Garuda, the gigantic bird, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, heard it. And he became very compassionate to his little sister bird. And so he came to see the sparrow. Now, the gigantic Garuda arrives.
O ocean god, I am the king of the bird, Garuda. I order you to return the eggs of little sparrow.
what?
If you are not going to return the eggs, then I shall dry you up,
the ocean god. Don't do that. I'll immediately return the eggs. I never knew she was your little sister. I'm returning the eggs back. In this way, the ocean god returns the sparrow's eggs back.
Oh dear Garuda, by your grace, I have received my eggs back.
In this way, the sparrow became very happy by the grace of Garuda, and the success was because of the sparrow's determination. The sparrow never gave up.
So, dear Arjuna, you understood through this example that God helps those who help themselves.
But how will God help me even if I fight with determination?
Please switch off the lights. Kindly switch off the lights. Kindly switch off the lights, someone.
Hiranyakashipu was the elder brother of Hiranyaksha. He wanted to become immortal, so he worshipped Lord Brahma. Pleased by his worship, Lord Brahma appeared and asked him for a wish.
Oh Lord, you are so generous. Bless me with such a boon that I would not die on earth or in the sky, nor during the day or by night. Not inside the house or outside, not by human or by god, neither by an asura, neither in water or by fire, not by any weapon, nor by stone or by air, neither by an animal nor by birds. O supreme of gods, bless me with this boon.
You have asked for a unique boon, but I am highly pleased by your worship, so I am forced to grant you the boon. So be it.
Now no one can kill me in this world. I will now fight the Devtas and conquer the heaven from them.
Then occurred a big battle between Hiranyakashipu and the Devtas, as a result of which Hiranyakashipu conquered heaven and started ruling there. Along with that, he started harassing the people on the earth also. Seeing this, Lord Indra, along with the other Devtas, went to Guru Brihaspati.
O Brihaspati Dev, how and when will the demon Hiranyakashipu be destroyed?
He is shocked by the death of his brother Hiranyaksha, his papa,
and tries to make him understand
that Kashipu will go against his own son. Then I will kill him.
When Hiranyakashipu comes to know that Prahlad is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, he calls him and tries to make him understand that he should not worship Lord Vishnu. But Prahlad does not listen to his father. Hiranyakashipu becomes very angry and tells his soldiers to leave Prahlad in a room of poisonous snakes. But still, Hiranyakashipu gets angry and orders his soldiers to tie Prahlad to a pole.
Now let me see
the Asuras.
Oh, evil demon, you have harassed my devotee Prahlad a lot. Now your end is for sure.
There was a fierce battle between Vishnu and Hiranyakashipu. In the end, Narsimha caught hold of the powerful demon Hiranyakashipu and laid him on his thighs. Then, with his long nails, Narsimha tore apart Hiranyakashipu's chest. To bring an end to a powerful demon and to protect his devotee Prahlad's life, Lord Vishnu thus reincarnated himself in the form of Narsimha. Lord Vishnu always takes care of his devotees.
Lights, please.
Machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi.
If you become conscious of me, you will be able to pass over all the obstacles of the conditioned life by my grace. But however, if you do not act accordingly, you will be lost.
But what will be my destination, even if I fight with same determination?
Let us look at another example.
I'm trying hard, so many ways. I hope it works this time.
Oh, Sir Thomas Edison, why are you wasting your time? You have already failed 10,000 times in inventing light bulb. Please give it up.
No, I won't. I haven't failed. I have found 10,000 ways it won't work.
In this way, Thomas Edison goes on trying many, many times, and he never gives up. And his motto in his life was?
It worked. I tried and it worked.
And thus he concluded that he has never failed. He has found 10,000 ways that the bulb will won't, in the way the bulb will won't work. Then,
Neha vikrama nashosti pratyavayo na vidyate.
In this endeavor, there is no loss. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous types of fear.
But Madhav, till when should I try? What should I do? People are troubling me so much. I want to become a strong man, but how would I do that? Who will help me out? Oh God.
Dear child, are you listening
to
me?
Is it my God who is talking? Is it my God who is talking to me?
Yes, I'm answering your prayers. Just come out of your house and you'll see a boulder outside your house. And you push it. You just push it. And all your desires will be fulfilled. You'll be the strongest man.
I got a solution. Now I have got it.
Thank you.
am not able to even move the inch also. Oh, let me try again. Now it's too late. I'll do one thing. I'll return tomorrow morning and again I will try.
Next day, early in the morning, he returns back.
Oh Lord, please help me. Please help me.
In this way, he goes on trying for many, many days. But the boulder doesn't budge. He starts getting frustrated. And at a point, he collapses and starts praying to the Lord again.
Oh Lord, please, please help me. I'm not able to even move an inch. Please, my Lord.
Dear child, you misunderstood my instructions. I just told you to push the boulder. I never told you to move the boulder. Just push it, but not move it. Push, not move. Push means?
Oh, yes.
Just pray until something happens.
Yes.
See how your muscles have grown up.
Yeah.
How you have become strong.
I have become strong now. Wow, I have become strong now.
So you
see?
The purpose is served. So always remember, pray until something happens. Just push.
So, P means pray. U means until. S means something. And H means happens. Pray until something happens. Thank you very much, Hari.
In this way, we all know how Arjuna fought the war with all determination and also won in the Mahabharata war. And he was victorious because he never gave up after hearing to the instructions of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So do you like the drama? Yes. So we continue when we had stopped. Remember what I was telling you last? Changing obstacles into opportunities. And you have a power of choice whether to become angry and depressed for what you don't have or to be grateful for what you have. If we are grateful for what we have, then we will never give up. Why? Because we know that God is always there to help us. I was thinking, since I was giving this lecture to all the young girls, taking 3 case studies. Whenever I conduct some seminars, I like to take case studies. So the first case study is about Amba. Have you all read Mahabharata? Who was Amba? She was the daughter of King of Kashi. And Amba was in great love with another king. Now Bhishma, who was at that time protecting Hastinapur, he was asked to get wives for his brothers. And the King of Kashi had organized a swayamvar for his 3 daughters, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. So Bhishma was such a powerful warrior, when he arrived in the Swayamvar, nobody could defeat him. He kidnapped all the 3 girls and he was going to Hastinapur. At that time, Amba told him that actually I have already given my heart to somebody. So Bhishma immediately said, no, then I cannot get you married to my brother. You can go back to that king. When she went to the king of Shailya, he said, you are already been kidnapped by somebody else. so I will not accept you. So Amba became very, very angry and very frustrated. And she realized, she thought that it is because of Bhishma she is in this situation. So she came back to Bhishma and she started arguing with Bhishma that either you marry me or I will commit suicide. Bhishma said, in no way I can marry you because I have taken a vow of celibacy. I have taken a vow of brahmacharya. Amba after that went to Parshuram, who was the guru of Bhishmadev. And she told Parshuramji that, can you please request Bhishma to marry me? And when Parshuram wanted to take Amba's side, Parshuram requested Bhishma, can you please marry Amba? And he said, sorry. Because this is the only instruction a disciple can refuse to the guru. That he doesn't want to marry. Then Parshuramji told him that then you will have to have a fight with me. You have to have a war with me. And they fought. And ultimately who won? Bhishma. So Parshuram told Ambaji, sorry, I cannot help you. But Amba was very determined. She never gave up. She said, somehow or other this Bhishma is the cause of this situation. So I want to take revenge. I want to destroy him. I want to kill him. She took a second birth. In that birth also she could not defeat Bhishma. Then she took the third. Actually she did a lot of worship of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva gave her a boon that whenever you will come in front of Bhishma and in a war, where the war is for taking place for establishing of dharma in Bharatvarsha, at that time you will be utilized for a very noble cause, and at that time when you will come in front of Bhishma, Bhishma will not fight and you can kill Bhishma. So finally she came as who? Shikhandi. And when Shikhandi came in front of Bhishma, Bhishma did not fight and Arjun killed him. So in this case you see that Amba never gave up. Right? She was struggling very hard. But what was the cause? What do you think? Was it a good cause to destroy Bhishma? She was in a completely destructive mode. So sometimes, friends, we should also understand that we should not utilize this quality of never give up for destructive purpose or for negative purposes. Then the second story, case study we take is of Draupadi. 5,000 years ago, we saw Draupadi who was born out of fire. She had a divine birth. Somehow or other, she got married to 5 Pandavas. And she was humiliated in front of her own family members. She underwent physical, mental, social, emotional trauma. But she, even after that situation, when Krishna helped her, it was not a very easy situation for her. Sometimes when we are humiliated, we are insulted, we go through a depression phase, a lot of anxiety. How do I face people? But you can learn from Draupadi that even though she was frustrated, very upset, very depressed, in fact she was upset with her own husbands, but still she did not give up. She continued to live and continued to ignite that fire in her husbands so that they can establish dharma on the land of Bharatvarsha. So that such incidents doesn't take place again into any other woman's life. And if you realize 5,000 years have passed, lot of humiliation have happened of women, but such an incident has never been repeated. The trauma which Draupadi went through, even today, not only in India, but even in abroad, nowhere such a humiliation has taken place. Because Draupadi never gave up. She was willing to sacrifice even her sons, her brother, her father, to establish dharma on this Bharatvarsha. And the third case study I was thinking of Kunti. Have you heard about Kunti, mother-in-law of Draupadi? At a very young age, she was adopted by another king. She got married to Pandu. And she had three children of hers, and Pandu's another wife, Madri, she had two sons. Unfortunately, Pandu was cursed and he died at a very young age. According to the systems, she should have died with Pandu. But Madri told Kunti that actually, if I remain alive, I will not be equal to all your five sons. You know, I will be partial to my two sons. So let me become Sati and you remain and maintain these five sons. And Kunti, somehow or other, she remained alive. It was not easy for her to remain with her husband and raise five sons. When she came back to Hastinapur, it was not easy for her. It was not a red carpet welcome. Own family members wanted to poison her son. They tried to burn them in fire, exile them. What did Kunti do at that time? Did she give up her responsibilities? Nowadays we see many times girls, little difficulties come in their marriage life, little obstacles come in their family life, they want to give up their responsibilities. No. A woman has a very, very strong power and a very, very powerful role to play in a family structure. What a woman can do, a man can never do. A woman can actually take care of her children, earn, and still struggle somehow or other without giving up. She can manage the entire family life. So that is the power of a woman. So somehow or other, from Kunti, we learn that we should never give up our responsibility. Because by performing our duty, our dharma as a woman, our responsibilities, especially as a mother to our children, we can do the best role of a woman. And we can actually perfect our life by performing our dharma. So let us analyze what are the qualities you require so that you never ever give up. And the first quality is to develop staying power. That means mental strength to persist. One of the best solution, one of the best way you can never give up is practice, practice and practice. Persistence is the ability to withstand the fierce power of repeated rejections and numerous obstacles and failures. Each one of us are made differently. Somebody can become a doctor, somebody can become a lawyer, an architect, a fashion designer. But God has given each one of us a special talent, a special skill. Develop that skill. Persist, practice that skill, and you can become the most successful person. It is not that you have to imitate others. Each one of you are given a special quality, a special potential. Develop that potential. And then with great determination, you practice that. And there is a very famous saying, if life knocks you down, try landing on your back. Because if you are lying on your back, you can look up. And if you look up, you can get up. So with determination, keep on going. Even there are setbacks, recover from the setbacks, make some adaptations. But keep on practicing and persistence. That is the first quality. The second quality, have a realistic goal. Most of us sometimes, we do not have a realistic goal. We do not have a goal worth living for. If you have something worth enough, if you don't have a goal, something worth enough, you will quit. Have such a goal which is realistic. A goal that ignites fire within you and allows you to continue to struggle hard to achieve that goal. What I mean realistic? Sometimes we may have an unrealistic goal. We may like somebody, we want to marry somebody who is already married in somebody else's life. So this is unrealistic goal. What is a realistic goal? You can see, learn that from the story of Dhruva. All of you know about Dhruva? Dhruva was a young boy who was insulted by his mother, stepmother, and said, "You can never sit on the lap of your father." He said, "If you want to sit here, you should take birth from my womb." He went crying to his mother, and his mother told him, "If you want to sit on that throne of your father, you must worship Lord Vishnu." He was just 5 years old, and he immediately left for the forest. His guru came, Narad Muni, and told him, "You are just 5 years old. Why are you taking this insult so seriously? Just go back. It is your playtime. Life is very big." He said, "No, you don't discourage me. You tell me how to achieve this goal." And actually Narad Muni told him that how you can perform tapasya, how you can achieve Lord Vishnu. And ultimately he stood on one leg without eating, drinking, even breathing air. And finally Lord Vishnu appeared. And what did Lord Vishnu give him? Not only a throne of his father, but a pole star. A kingdom which will never be destroyed. So set a realistic goal. The third quality which is required is motivate yourself every day. Many times we get motivated, but after a few days we forget. Sometimes you are motivated for 30 minutes, 30 days, but you need to remain motivated for 30 years. And for that, don't wait for somebody else to come and motivate you. Many times you are waiting. So somebody will come and do it. Somebody will encourage me. We need to motivate ourselves. You take bath today. Do you take bath tomorrow? Will you take bath tomorrow? Will you take bath day after tomorrow? Why? To remain clean. Similarly, you need to motivate yourself every day. And how do you motivate yourself? By reading about those people who never gave up. In spite of all struggles, all failures, they kept on working very hard and they achieved their goal. And we can see that from this beautiful drama about Pandavas. That even though they had so many difficulties, but they always worked very hard. God helps them, those who help themselves. If you risk your life for God, God is always there to protect you. So always motivate yourself every day. The fourth thing required is association. You are what you associate with. If an iron rod is kept with ice, it becomes cold. If it is kept in fire, it becomes hot. So if you associate with people who have that fire within them, who never give up, you will also accept the same quality. I will like to tell you a beautiful story. This is a real yatra experience which we had few years back in the year 1999. Around 900 people from this temple, we went to a place in South India which is called Simhachalam. And there was a big mountain which is called Ahobilam. Ahobilam is actually a huge mountain which is 5 kilometers height. You have to track 5 to 7 kilometers. And this is actually palace of Hiranyakashipu, which is over the years has become into mountain. And when you reach at the top, there is a pillar from which Narsingdev came out. So we were 900 of us, so each 3 days we were planning to go up. The first day 300 of us started going up. Our leader, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, was going to come with us, but somehow other, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. But somehow other, he developed backache, so he could not come. So we started, all of us, there are young people, old people, fat people, thin people. There are people who could not even walk, 50 steps. Even they were there. And we started climbing up on this mountain. For first 1 kilometer it was easy. That was the place where Narsingdev actually appeared. He came out and he washed his hands after killing Hiranyakashipu. So then this was Jala Narsingha and we had to go to Ugra Narsingha. So there our yatra leader announced that all those who do not want to come up can go back. Because once you start climbing up now, then you actually cannot come down. You have to go up and come down on the other side. So enthusiastically all of us started, and we were in the first few of us were climbing up, and it was steep. There were no steps. Each time we put our foot up, the stone below our foot was rolling down, and there was a line of devotees climbing. You know, it was very, very difficult situation. Most of us started thinking that why did we come here? Who told us to come here? And somehow or other, why did we, you know, is there anything else we can do just now? And we started praying. All of us started praying. There were some devotees were so fat, so people were pushing them from down, you know, because they cannot climb up. And some people, they had foot problem, their feet were very swollen. But somehow or other, each one was helping, you know, and pulling. And we all were remembering only one shloka. Which was a shloka? Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim. That only by the mercy of Guru you can climb this. And we actually realized that by the time when we reached up, it was very, very difficult. After reaching up, then there was a flat stone, which was approximately this big, but it was flat and it was only 2.5 feet. On both the sides, there were valley which was 5 kilometers down. So my husband was going first. So he said, just come. So I ran over it. And behind me, my another friend was there. Her name is Parijat. She's very, very thin and skinny. So she told me, Kishori, I can't come. Just come back and help me. So then I realized that what did I do? I just ran. And then I was sitting and I was trying to move. And it was so windy. So I went again on the other side. She got hold of me, and then both of us, like, you know, slowly we came here, and then we climbed up the pillar where actually Narsingdev came up, and we circumambulated just one pillar and little space, all of us, and then we came down. While coming down we thought it will be easy. Coming down was more difficult because the moment you put your foot, it was slippery. And then there was one place which was, after you come down 5 kilometers, it was a flat land. It was called Prahlad School. And there were many, many still handwritten things on that with white marks. And we all were sitting there and we were the first batch. So slowly 300 devotees were coming down. And each one, when they came, we were welcoming them. And as if we were feeling we are all are gone to the spiritual world. And everyone was coming, we were welcoming them. And when we came down finally on the ground level, we actually felt that mere pair zameen pe tikte nahi, we all were in air. Because we made it. We never gave up. It was very, very difficult. It was very difficult. I don't think so we can even imagine to go there again. Second day another batch went. And third day finally the brahmacharis and our leader went. And when he went through that stone, he said, oh my God, if I had gone on the first day, I would have never allowed all of you to climb up. Maybe God protected us because He wanted us to climb that. But why we were able to do that journey? Because of association. Each one was helping each one. And there was a power of unity. Oh, everybody is there, we are going together. So association, when you are in good association, you will never give up. Another quality you need is self-confidence. Confidence in yourself, to believe in yourself. I was seeing a video of a man who was always riding on parachutes, and he fell down and he could not walk for years. Nobody could cure him. He went to so many doctors, so many yoga teachers. They said, you cannot walk. Finally, he went to one yoga teacher who said, okay, I will try to help you. By that time, his weight was 270 pounds. And he said, somehow or other, he showed him exercises. He was making him do those exercises. Every time he did some exercise, he would fall down. But he never gave up. He continued those exercises. After 6 months, he lost 100 pounds. And then he actually started walking. And now he is running. Because he says, I believed in myself. I was willing to help myself and God helped me. So one quality is self-confidence. Then positive attitude. We must have positive attitude. I will tell you another story. In 1969, In London, few devotees, they met George Harrison and they wanted to have Rath Yatra. So there were few Rath Yatras at different places and they thought they will have a big Rath Yatra here. So they made lot of invitations, lot of posters, lot of articles, news articles, lot of publications, lot of publicity was done. And then on the day of Rath Yatra, the cart was huge and the wheels were very small. So what happened? Just in 2 minutes, the cart broke. And they could not have the Rath Yatra. So much publicity was done, but it was all waste. So at that time, the person in charge was Gurudas Prabhu. He wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. The Srila Prabhupada, I am so sorry, we tried to do this, but we did not succeed. So Prabhupada wrote a very nice sentence. He said, failure is the stepping stone in success. He said, you failed because there was some mechanical engineering defect. But you could not do Rath Yatra on Jagannath Rath Yatra on Jagannath appearance day. But next 1 month there is Janmashtami and Jagannath and Krishna are not different. So you now plan in such a way that you can do Rath Yatra on Janmashtami day. So Prabhupada encouraged them. He did not discourage them. What is positive attitude? Go on with enthusiasm and with great encouragement. And finally, they had the biggest Rath Yatra and more than 10,000 people came and so many took benefit of that Rath Yatra. And the last quality which we need is faith. Faith can move mountains. If you have faith like a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And we can see this from the life of our dear Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was a great businessman. He was actually competing with Bengal Chemicals. If you see in Worli, there is a huge building of Bengal Chemicals even now. So he was a very, very rich businessman. But he had an instruction from his guru that please go to the Western world and spread the message of Bhagavad Gita. So at very around age of 60, he took sannyas and he started his center in Jhansi, a league of devotees. And he thought this will become the headquarter. But after 1 year, the place which he had got, it was taken away by government. And he was very discouraged. But he thought, still I should not give up. I should continue. He went to Vrindavan and he actually started writing his books, Srimad Bhagavatam. You can see next to Prabhupada, so many books are there. He started writing Srimad Bhagavatam. That was his preparation. He started preparing for going to the West. Then he came to Mumbai and he was asking Sumati Morarji that can you give me a free ticket, a cargo ship ticket to go to America? And Sumati Morarji was telling, oh Swamiji, you are so old. What will you do in the country of America? Who will understand your language? You are speaking Bengali English. Do you think these young Americans are going to understand your language? But Srila Prabhupada never gave up. He persisted. And finally, he went to America through Air India flight? No, through a cargo ship which takes 40 days. When he was in the Jalduta, he suffered 3 heart attacks. But somehow or other, he was very determined that I want to fulfill the instructions of my Guru Maharaj. When he reached America, it was not that there was a welcome party. There are many people who have come to greet him. There was nobody. He stayed for a few days in Pennsylvania with some of the relatives' sons. And at that time, he did not get a lot of success. But he writes that I studied the culture of America. That how these Americans think, what is their lifestyle. From there he shifted to New York. In New York also he was trying to establish, spread Krishna consciousness, establish message of Bhagavad Gita. But somehow or other he was not successful. One person gave him a small place and after a few days he kicked him out. But Prabhupada never gave up. He struggled and he had only one faith that I have come here to fulfill the instructions of my Guru Maharaj. So Krishna will help me. I have to just show Krishna that I am ready to take any risk to spread his message. And now we see in 10 years after that, there were hundreds of temples all over the world. There is BBT, Bhakti Vedant, Book Tape Ministry, and there are so many things. Thousands of people who are receiving the message of Bhagavad Gita. All of us are also sitting here because of him. Otherwise, we also would be in some dandiya party or disco party. But because he never gave up, because of him, all of us are here. So therefore, I will end by saying that there is nothing we can achieve that is useful. Let's think twice, maybe 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, and let's always remember that if we have a goal which is worthwhile, worth goal, worth striving for, then we should never ever give up. What we should do? Never ever give up. And if we have faith in Krishna, if we have faith that he can actually use us as his instruments. If we become successful, then also it is his glory. And if we don't become successful, still efforts never dies. Krishna says, if you worked hard, still you are equally dear to me and still you are successful. So from all this point of view, we can see that we should never ever give up. And we must have a realistic goal, because human life, time is very, very precious. The biggest miracle of God is human being. But it's very painful sometimes that youth of India, or sometimes many people of India, they waste this human life by spending their valuable time in destructive things or unwanted things, like continuously playing games on mobiles, continuously watching some movies. You can do some entertainment, but if you continuously engage yourself into all this, or sometimes nowadays I see so many girls smoking. It is a very, very, it has very hazardous effects on a woman's body. So we must understand that human life is meant for some special purpose. We must have a realistic goal of serving God, loving God, and we can do that in association of like-minded people, like how we have come here. And we have the greatest opportunity to be present in front of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. And now we can serve them by doing kirtan, and that too in a way by dancing. All of you like to dance, no? So you can dance for Krishna. And when you dance for Krishna, that is the most perfect way of utilizing your propensity to dance. Hare Krishna.
Thank Mataji for her superb presentation. A heartfelt gratitude to you, Mataji. Seriously, it was thank really you. Nice. Once more, clap for her. There are a few announcements. First of all, we would like to welcome all those girls who have come for first time for our Chetna program. Please stand on your places.